Welcome to the Mark Bates Project. Listen in on conversations with artists, content creators, musicians, and other creatives who are taking a walk on the entrepreneurial side and have found ways to earn income from the things they're passionate about. Now, here's your host, Mark Bates.
We're here today with Wade Simmons. Wade's from Chicago Heights, Illinois. Wade is this is a crazy mixture of things, a mortician, a filmmaker, and an aspiring professional wrestler. So why don't you give us your story up until now, Wade, and you know, how that all transpired.
All right, yeah. So I am a funeral service worker. I did go to mortuary college, you know, still in the process of getting licensed, but I'm a filmmaker, as he said, and I'm also training for pro wrestling. So to tell you a little bit about myself, growing up right here in Chicago, I kind of grew up like in between the west side of Chicago and the Chicago south suburbs. Kind of had the best of both worlds, but filmmaking was something that I always wanted to do as a kid. I was a very big Walt Disney fan. I was a big Spike Lee fan, big George Lucas fan. So I always kind of knew what I wanted to do in my life. But what happened was that when I was in high school, one of my teachers, Ms. Anderson, she also knew that I wanted to be a mortician. So she was one of those people that was like, hey, whatever you want to do with your life, I'm going to support you. So she called the funeral home. Leakin' Sons Funeral Home, and I've been working for them now 12 years. So,
oh, wow. You know,
the rest is history. But yeah, man, doing that type of work, I mean, it'll really make you want to pursue other passions too, you know?
Right.
I mean, because you're more realistic. Like, time doesn't wait for anybody. So, you know, you want to make the most of your life. That actually ended up motivating me to, you know, go to film school after going to mortuary school. Went to film school, graduated, started producing my own little web series, and then I got interested in doing a documentary on pro wrestling, and I ended up training for it.
That's really cool. Me and a couple of buddies used to train pretty heavy in Muay Thai, and the gym we trained at was called BJ's Gym in the East Village in Calgary, Alberta. And shout out to BJ and Georgina Annis. It was actually the Hart family gym. So it was like Brett nice. The Hitman Hart and Owen Hart. So it was really neat. We were always training downstairs, and they had the wrestling clinics going upstairs. And I got to give respect where it's due. That canvas is hard. Like, you boys take a beating in that ring. It's not soft like what people think, right?
You know, it's funny because I do have a background in amateur wrestling. I wrestled in high school, and mm-hmm. and to be honest with you, it's pro wrestling. I put it like this: like, you know, if you were an amateur wrestler, you really don't want to go into it like, man, I'm an amateur wrestler, I got this, because it's kind of two different things. I think pro wrestling now is kind of you know, kind of changing too a little bit, like everything else. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, for me, it's really been a bit of a journey, man.
nice. Okay, well, I actually just finished watching the episode of Cloud Chronicles that you're on there, and I gotta tell you, I agree with Ja on the name. The Million Dollar Mortician is fire, bro.
Yeah, man.
You gotta use that. Straight up,
I love it. Yeah, cool. Man, that's the name, you know, that's the name that I felt, you know, really works well. Yeah, because I thought about it, like, you know, the Million Dollar Mortician. I like that.
Yeah, you know, so, for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Cool. So on the filmmaking side of things, now, I always like talking to people like filmmakers, musicians, and stuff like that, because those are people who are truly following a passion. I mean, these aren't your normal 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah.
These are the arts, and it's generally creative people pursuing those dreams. Now, they do present their own struggles, though. Now, in the case of a filmmaker, what kind of difficulty did you run into coming up when it comes to things like promotion and raising funds for a film?
Oh, man, that's a great one. Yeah, so the funny thing about it is I do fund my own films, but you know, I have friends, family, coworkers that, you know, pitch in, even had to borrow some money from my uncle sometimes, you know.
Right, right. Yep.
It happens. But I mean, you know, you do what you can to make it happen. But I mean, for the most part, it is a challenge, though, because, like, you know, from going to school to be a mortician, then jumping and going right into film school. What I liked about film school, the professors, they were very honest with it. They were like, look here, y'all. I mean, you all are going into a very competitive field. I mean, it's not really a lot of jobs. To be honest, when I say it's not really a lot of jobs, mm-hmm. I mean, the film industry is very big, but it's almost kind of like, you kind of got to know somebody to get, you know, to get right. in and all that. And even once you get in, it's kind of like, it's no guarantee that you're going to really hang around. So I'm like, you know, look here, I'm a risk taker. I mean, if instead of me going through all the changes of trying to get in, I'm like, why don't I just be my own, you know, do my own thing? Because, I mean, we do have social media now. And to be honest, thank God for it. I mean, I know a lot of people may use it for bad things and it's a lot of negativity there, but I think if you use it for the right reasons, I mean, I think it can work in your favor, you know?
Excellent. Yeah, no, I agree. I think social media should be used as a tool, not a therapist.
Yeah, I mean, because to be honest, I'm like, at this point in time, you know, anybody can really make it now, because, I mean, things are not like they used to be. Like, it's, I mean, everybody is given this platform, and I feel like it's kind of up to you what you do with it. And I think that that's a good thing, because, like, to me, I'm kind of glad that the teachers were very honest with us about it. Because now, don't get me wrong, I do have friends that are working on bigger shows. I got a cousin of mine. He's actually an actor. He's taking the Hollywood route. He's doing very well. But I mean, to each his own. For me, I like the idea of, you know, kind of like George Lucas, Spike Lee, Walt Disney. I like the idea of just kind of having nothing and just turning it into something, you know.
Right.
From the ground up.
So now let's jump forward a little bit. Say a independent filmmaker now has their film funded. The film's being made. What avenues does a independent filmmaker have for promotion online now?
So, I mean, you got Instagram, you got Twitter, you got Facebook. I mean, there are some people that are online that they help you promote. But I'm like, you know, to me, I feel like nowadays you're your own biggest promoter. And I'm not going to lie, like, one of the tactics that I use is just being friendly. Like, if I see somebody post something and I like, I'll say, hey, man, or, you know, hey, you know, doesn't matter who it is, but hey, you know, I saw your work. I thought it was pretty cool. How long you been? And just conversating, like, you know, I've been able to promote just by having conversations with people.
Right.
Because, you know, like, a lot of these film groups and different groups, a lot of people are posting stuff, but, like, a lot of people are not really, they just skip and skip and skip. So what I do if I see something, I mean, whether it is short, long, or whatever, like, the fact that I see somebody that I haven't seen before doing so, I take time out to get to know the person. And so I've been promoting just through just being social and just kind of, you know, just having conversations with people. I mean, that's been my tactic. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, there is probably a little bit of information I could send you. What kind of brought the podcast about was, I was involved with a small business, and we were doing a little bit of promotion and releasing music for independent musicians. And I kind of came to realize that all of these tools can be used by anyone for anything they're passionate about. I think post-pandemic, we have such a selection of online tools that there's really no excuse to not be doing what you're passionate about and trying to make a little money on it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, man, you're absolutely right. Because the pandemic was really crazy, which was like, it was odd because of my profession, I was working. And I was working a lot. But what I did, like, see was that a lot of people were creating podcasts. A lot of people started doing videos from home. I mean, even TikTok and Instagram, like, people were, right, like, going crazy on it. Like, but I mean, I like seeing people happy. You know, I like seeing people, as opposed to tearing each other down, I like to see people doing things that they enjoy, you know?
100%. There's been so much division the past few years. It's refreshing to hear you say that.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Mark Bates Project.
Definitely, definitely. So moving forward, what do you have planned for the Million Dollar Mortician and for your filmmaking?
So what I'm planning on doing as far as being the Million Dollar Mortician, I'm still working towards getting my license. I mean, I kind of ran into a bit of political issue with the funeral business. So I've been fighting for change with them on some things, which is not easy. And I mean, I'm not like, I don't really think of myself as a political guy. I'm not very big on it. But, you know, when you run into roadblocks, you know, nobody's going to stand up for yourself like you will. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, as far as wrestling, I just want to kind of see where it goes, man. I'm having fun meeting a lot of people. I got a chance to meet Carlito. That was one of my favorite childhood wrestlers.
Actually, I think I saw the picture there on your Facebook.
Yeah, I met Scotty Too Hotty. I met Hornswoggle. You know, just had Damian Sandow, and then I think next month Eugene is going to be there. So I mean, it's nice getting a chance to meet everybody, and you know, even seeing like the up and coming wrestlers.
Right,
it's fun. I love it.
Very cool. So on the filmmaking side, though, any projects in the works? What are you working on right now?
I'm actually shooting a film tomorrow. It's another episode to my web series. So I try to do one every month, at least once a month.
Okay. So here's your chance. Give a shameless plug for your web series. What's that all about?
So my love series is actually called web series, but it is a love series. But it's actually called Love Always Wins, and it's funny because we've been doing it for about 4 years now. And we just came up with a title for it this year. So that's, you know, because it's, you know, people think sometimes like the simplest thing sometimes it'd be one of the hardest things sometimes in filmmaking. We've been filming like crazy, though. I mean, but it's fun. But I mean, it's, you know, it's not, like I said, my films are more like lighthearted. I always refer to myself as being like a Hallmark kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Those quirky, cheesy type of movies, yeah.
Very good.
I'm not a Hollywood guy. I'm a Hallmark style filmmaker. Those cheesy, quirky movies, I love them.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, now are you doing anything? What causes have your attention? Do you give back to the community at all through filmmaking services or anything like that?
Actually, to be honest, like sometimes I don't really like to put out what I do, but I mean, I know like some filmmakers over in Africa, you know, sometimes when I can, I donate to them, just because I know that it's hard, you know, because being a person in my shoes, I know the challenges that I face, but I mean, if I have it and it doesn't hurt and I can help, you know, promote another filmmaker or, you know, whether it's, you know, whatever I can give, you know, I try to help support. Because, I know we all need it because, again, you know, no man is an island. Like, it takes people, you know, it takes people. 100. Even though sometimes, you know, everybody's not always nice, but, you know, you still need people.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Now let's hear what you have for some final thoughts for the listeners, Wade. So say someone's thinking about setting out on a filmmaking career, or even say a professional wrestling career. What has helped you keep your head straight and stay focused?
Oh, for me, I have this motto that I live by. I say that I'm taking advantage of time before it takes advantage of me. You know, I mean, I'm a young man now. And I mean, and being in the funeral business, you learn quickly that tomorrow's not promised to anybody. So, you know, whatever you want to do with life, sometimes you got to just go for it. Like sometimes, you know, planning is good. But sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith and just step into action. Because sometimes the more you think about it, the more you might hesitate. But I mean, you know, but also, you know, play your strengths and your weaknesses to your advantage too. Like, you know, if you know that, I mean, maybe you might have a financial situation or some type of disability or whatever. But I feel like whatever you're strong at, take advantage of it. You know, I mean, like you look at some of the NBA players and a lot of them wrestlers and things like that. Like everybody has strengths and weaknesses, but you know, don't let your weaknesses stop you from being successful. But don't waste time either. Like, you know, you got to make the most of it because it goes by quick.
It really does. Fast. Okay, wait. Now, where can people find you online? Where can people find your web series and your socials?
Oh yeah, so you can find me on my web series on Vimeo. It's Wade Filmmaker 77737 on Vimeo, and then you can also find me on Instagram, Wade Jedi 99. Again, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so
awesome.
And then on Facebook, Wade Simmons, you can reach out to me. I'm a chatterbox, you know. Feel free.
Perfect. So if anyone would like to talk to Wade and, you know, pick his brain about filmmaking or even about professional wrestling, those are socials. I'll put them in the show notes. Wade, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to chat. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, man. No, I got to thank you. I appreciate you for, you know, Mark, for really looking out, you know, and allowing me to be on your platform. So that means a lot more to me than anything. So I appreciate that.
Anytime, Wade, and you're welcome back anytime.
All right. And then I got a lot of pro wrestling buddies now, so, you know, I maybe can, you know, hook you up on that.
Excellent. Okay, Wade, well, thank you again, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
You're listening to The Mark Bates Project.